Okay, today's daf is Demai Daf Yutes 19, and we are on Yutches Mabez. Again, we spoke about the halacha of Ne'emanus. Today's shiur is sponsored by Michael and Naomi Nudel, Avram and Devar Weinfeld. We thank them for the sponsorship. So yesterday, we spoke about the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, what if somebody wants to accept to be a chaver? Accept to be a chaver. He does not want to have people buy from his property and not be able to eat it and be mafrish demai, mesecha sota, please. So the Mishnah discussed they have to be makabel. We mentioned in front of Edim, the Rambam formulated a public acceptance that I am now a chaver. Even though every Jew has a cheskas kashrus, but because of the reality of many rov amei aretz are ma'astrin, but there are those that not, so Chazal instituted that one needs something more. So we spoke about the machlokas tanaim in the Mishnah about what happens if somebody has this acceptance, but he still eats at his friend's house, who's an amei aretz. So says the Tanakama, you can't do that. You can't go next to your friend because then you kind of lose your ne'emanus. You're going to go next to your friend. Your friend doesn't have the same standard as you, so it doesn't work. And the Yehuda says, no, it's okay. It's okay, right? He's still ne'eman. So the question is, you know, how does he do that? The Chacham say back, well, what do you mean? If he's himself is eating demai at his friend's house, so then how is it that he's able to be trusted by giving others demai? So we had 2 days, we had a machlokas in the Gemara at the end of the daf between Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yossi, whether when the Tanakhama says he could go eat salama aretz, he could be misareach, does that mean he could actually eat there or just sit there and schmooze? Right, like we said yesterday in the Mefarshim, that the point is that it's hard to be away from your friends. Doesn't mean you have to eat with your friends. Just means you want to hang out with your friends. So the Ras Ilyo says, "Ein adam yachol hisracheko kach mechaveiro." Right, it's hard to be away from one's friends, and therefore we allow it. But today, as Rabbi Yonah says, they do not eat there. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, even if somebody eats there, that doesn't take away the fact that when he's home, he's not going to give away food that is demai. There's a lot to talk about in terms of the need for chevra and the need to be connected to one's friends. We've quoted in the past the thought of Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, who discusses the beginning of Iyov, when the Satan asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, and Iyov is only there because you give to him. You know, I don't think he's loyal. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, do what you want with him. Just don't touch him. Do whatever you want with him, but don't touch him. And what does that mean? Don't kill him. I mean, he did everything else. He took away his money. He took away his family. He took away his physical health, right? He was such pain and discomfort. That's an understatement. He was rolling around on the floor trying to make his bruises feel better. It was unbelievable. But the Mefarshim point out, he still had his friends. That's the whole sefer. Well, you would call them friends in quotes. Maybe they started off by his friends. But Eliphaz and Sofar and Bildad, right, they ended up not being too friendly with him. But he had his chevra, and the Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz points out, what do you mean? Why didn't he take away his friends too? Right, when he died, Afkad took away everything because he couldn't live without them. Then he would have just died. Right, if he didn't have anybody to talk to and anybody to talk to him, even if they were screaming at him and telling him terrible things, that he was very upset about what they were saying, but at least towards the beginning, to have that social outlet that would be needed, and that's what the Ras Ilyo says. Ein adam yasol chazrache kol kach v'chaveiro. You can't be away from one's friends, and therefore we have that idea. Okay, so let's continue now. The Gemara, just to note, the Gemara at the end of Sota that talks all about the when certain Tanoim died, certain Midos died with them. So also, there's one of the Tanoim that once they died, Batal Chavrus, that the status of Chaver, you know, that Ne'emanus, you know, wasn't there anymore. Okay, we'll see if we look at their inside later. Okay, says the Gemara, second to last line. Mastisa Plika Rabbi Yossi. The Mishnah, our Mishnah seems to be against Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, who says that you're allowed to eat there. Right, when the Chachamim say that you're allowed to be misarich, when Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to be misarich etzalam aretz, it means you can even eat there. That seems to be against and Rabbi Yossi says that means you can even eat there, but it doesn't sound that way. Why? Because the Rabbanan say in the Mishnah, Amrulo, al atzmo ino ne'eman, kesed ye ne'eman al shel acherim. Right? The Rabbanan say to Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, how is that possible? How is he believed? So we assume that the answer back, the Rabbanan would accept that argument. The Rabbanan would say, oh, you're right, right. We don't think that he could eat there. That's what we think. The answer is not given in the Mishnah. But we assume that the answer to that claim would be, you're right. He's not eating there, he's only sitting there. But if that's true, then that the Mishnah would be like Rabbi Yonah and against Rabbi Yossi. It doesn't say that Beferish in the Mishnah, but that's how we understand it. Milehon de Rabbanin Misayin al Rabbi Yossi. But the following Rabbanan would agree with Rabbi Yossi, would follow Rabbi Yossi's opinion in the Tosefta. To Amar Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, lo Amar Rabbi Yuda ela basof. Many Mefarshim talk about what this line means. We'll go with one shot. When do we say that Rabbi Yehuda says, Ne'eman, that's only basof. Avo betchila, but at the beginning, of Rabbi Yehuda modi. Only at the end is he believed, but not at the beginning. What does end and beginning mean? So, Mara Fulda and others, when is he believed? Basof, when he comes home. When he comes home and he's giving you food. So that's when he's believed. Avo betchila, but originally when he's in the Am Haaretz friend's house, then you can't take food from him there. Oh, for Rabbi Yehuda Modi. Then Rabbi Yehuda would say he's not believed. So the Gemara says, Itemar Chaverin Ein Chashudin Lo Locho V'lo La'achil. If you say he's not eating at his friend's house, so then why would there be a difference? Ma Bein Mitchila Ma Bein Basof. If he's not eating at his friend's house, then why would there be an issue of trusting the food that he's going to give you? He's only going to give you food that he has of his own. He's not going to give you his friend's food. So if he's not eating there, there should be a difference between when he's there and when he gets home. If there's a difference, it must be that Rabbi Yossi is right. Chashudin lechol ve'eno chashudin le'ha'achil. So that is the chilek. But either ways, we have a mishnah that sounds like Rabbi Yonah and the brisa that sounds like Rabbi Yossi. Good. Tani, we take out the dalin. Tani, hamakabal, so we have this Kabbalah that a person wants to take on a certain level of ne'emanus for maiseris. He wants to be out of the status of Am Ha'aretz. Again, Am Ha'aretz in other contexts means other things. Remember, we have the Gemara in Sota and the Gemara in Brachos that says, Ezeo Am Ha'aretz. And Am Ha'aretz in other areas of Halacha, it means something different. Somebody who doesn't wear tefillin, somebody who doesn't send his kids to yeshiva, someone who doesn't believe in tzitzis, right? So that is all quoted in Maseches Brachas Daf Mem Zayin, and also quoted here in Maseches Sota. Here it is: Chav Beis of an Aleph, Ezeo Am Haaretz, Kol Sheino Kore Kriyashma, Shachris Va'arvis, Bibir Chosel. Someone who doesn't say Kriyashma with his brachas, right? What do you mean with its brachas? Someone doesn't say Kriyashma. Kriyashma Bibir Chosel. We put out Rav Soloveitchik's diak in the sheet of the Rambam that the Rambam always says, if you don't know if you did a mitzvah or not, then you do the mitzvah again, but you don't make the bracha, because regarding the mitzvah is something that rises on the chumrah. Regarding the bracha is something that rabbanu lakula. So you're not sure if you're supposed to do a bris milah. Right? It's an androgynous. Right? So you do the milah without the bracha. You're not sure if any time, you're not sure if you did a mitzvah or not. You do the mitzvah without the brachas. But the Rambam says, if you don't know if you said kriyashma or not, you repeat kriyashma in birchoseha, with its brachas. And Rav Soloveitchik was medayik. Why is that? Because Chazal created one kiyum. It's one unified kiyum, kriyashma im birchoseha. So that's alluded to here also. And Amaretz is somebody who does not say kriyashma im birchoseha. Rav Chacham omer kol shein imani atfilin. Benazi omer kol shein lo tzitzis bebigdo. Rav Yonah zemen Yosef kol shein shlo badim in makal matam matara. You know something, the yeshiva. Acherim omerim afilu kara vishon avlo shibish abl chacham. Even if you learn a lot, but you don't have a Rebbe. So all of those are Am Haaretz, but that's a different type of Am Haaretz than we're talking about here. Am Haaretz there is talking about in terms of zimun, in terms of general trustworthiness, but this is a specific level of for ne'emanus of trumas and maestros, of hafrasha. So that's what's talking about here, and so if somebody accepts in public, then they make themselves into a chaver, and then they would be believed. What happens if it's not a full, complete Kabbalah? Says the Brisa, Tani, Hamakabel Lav Lios Ne'eman Chutz Midavar Echad. What if somebody's Makabel except for one thing? There's one detail that he does not want to be Makabel. So then, he Makabel and also, then it's not a Kabbalah. If you don't accept the one thing at the beginning, right, I don't know, you don't believe in Maaser Rishon, right, you believe, you accept to be Mafresh other things, but not one specific Hafrasha, a Makabel also, then we're not Makabel. Hachashid al Dover Echad, somebody is Chashid, meaning somebody was Makabel originally, but then later on he became suspect in one area. So the original Kabbalah was good, but then he became Chashid in one area, Chashid al Akol, then he loses everything. Right, it's a package deal at the beginning, it's a package deal at the end. So Rabbi Yehuda argues on that second point. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, you're right, if he didn't accept something at the beginning, then it's not a Kabbalah. But if he accepted it, now he's chashed in a specific area, eino chashed el al oso davar bavad. That he's only chashed on that area, as long as he had an original good Kabbalah, we don't assume that just because he's chashed on one thing, he would be chashed on something else also. Right? Kabbalahs have to be total. Right? When somebody becomes a ger, lahavdil, when somebody becomes a ger, they can't reject anything. Right? I accept to do 610 mitzvahs. Right? No, it's not a gerus. It's not a gerus. Right? Even though if somebody is born Jewish and then they're not doing certain mitzvahs, that doesn't make them, you know, they're still Jewish. Right? But if it's an original Kabbalah, the Kabbalah has to be whole. Has to be whole. Can't be missing anything. The Minchas Asher has a tshuva in the first volume of the Minchas Asher in Simin Nun Beis. What happens if a ger is mistaken in one of the Yesodos Hadas? Is that a problem with his gerus? He didn't leave out any mitzvah. Right? He didn't say, I don't accept Shatnez or Ashavas Aveder or Shiloh HaKan. But ger tzedek, I'm a doctor of Kala Kabachamura, Ulachar Chamishan, and after 5 years, they Sha'al Tobafiv, V'chol talich giyura v'gam la'achrav, chasha v'taz, he thought, Shakadosh Baruch Hu bachar lo rak v'yisrael ala b'chol adatos. He never realized that the Judaism is the religion that Hashem chose. V'nasa nasa natsrus, he thought, Judaism is for the Jews, and that's what I want to be, but he also gave Christianity for the Christians, and Islam for the Muslims. Ulahav the Aleph Avdallah says, Torah's Moshe l'b'nei Yisrael, ad shalaman b'pi rabo, shaddan f'tethesizu, he didn't realize there's something called the chosen people, and that's why Hashem gives us 613 mitzvahs, and he has a higher expectation of us. Rak b'nei Yisrael, hey mama, nivchar li'oz banim la'makom, ha'im yesh b'kach pegam b'geruso. If you're missing of one of the Yesodos Hadas, so is that a pagam? Is that a lack of a Kabbalah, like our Gemara is talking about? If you have a lack of a Kabbalah originally, then that's a chisaron on the Kabbalah. It says Rav Asher Weiss, no way. Ein shum pikpuk begeruso. There's no question about his gerus. It's perfect. V'af l'chumrei l'achzor l'gairo. Kadei shlo l'hotzi l'azal b'nevu b'nosav. No, it's fine. D'be'emes lo matzino b'shum makom. Shetzorach l'lmod im hager yud gimel ikarim shel Rambam. You never find that anywhere. What do you have to teach a ger? What does the Gemara Yevama say? A couple of mitzvahs chamuras, a couple of mitzvahs kalos, and generally the package of mitzvos. Doesn't say the Rambam, Pirush Mishnayos, and Sanhedrin. Doesn't say that anywhere. Umi shabal lachzos tachas kafri yashchina keben Yisrael v'kibel alatzmo kol mitzvos ha-Torah. Mitzvos ha-Torah. Right? If he didn't accept, like our Gemara says here, based on the Gemara and Bechor Ustaf Lamed also, fine. But if he accepted everything, geru l'chol davar, af im eino baki klal, b'ikari ha-emunah. Even if he's not a baki, lipratayan v'tiktukayan ubashkavas haTorah, datu im lo yada shemosh Rabbeinu who of avla navi and pasula geruso. If he doesn't realize that Moshe is a unique navi, that he's not a ger, no, we don't find that anywhere. Ubeemes tauso shol ger zeh av shavade dean ifsedesi ein ba migras beechan miyud gimli kari emuna. And by the way, what this ger thought about not being the amanifchar, that's not even one of the yukimli kari emuna. Okay, it's what we believe, but it's not one of the 13 that the Rambam lists off. He says, and also, kasvu gdolia poskim, tibishin shtapsha ashkafaso, betos miyused miyusodos emuna. What if somebody in general, not gera, somebody who just has a mistake, who davak belibo, he does Torah, and he's just mistaken, he thinks God, you know, this is machlokas, is arriving like this. What if he thinks God is physical? He thinks God is a very old, old man upstairs with a long white beard sitting on a throne. Right? Does he have a physical? So there are some Rishonim that have that formulation. The Rambam thinks it's Apikarsis. The Rambam says, Chas v'shalom, how can you think that it's one of the Animamins? But does that make a person an Apikaris? If he has the mistake? So some would say, yeah. Some would say, even though it's not his fault, you know, he's halachically an Apikaris, but he's still Jewish. He might not believe in certain things. But the Rav Asher Weiss here says, missing one of these other Semunah, will not affect the Geiris. V'nira lo chiyachta v'zeh, and I'll prove it to you, me hilal azakein. Shegier mishalohem in Ela b'Torah shebichsav. Remember one of the three stories, Shabbos Laman Aleph. Be megayer mi'amanas, that I'll only do Torah Shabbos, not Torah Shabbal Peh. Not Torah Shabbal Peh, that's a pretty big one. That's a pretty big one to exclude. Right? And Tosfos says, Hilo batuachu sheshuv yikabel Torah Shabbal Peh b'leiv shalem. Even though at the time of the Geirus, he was Toweh, he thought, I don't need Torah Shabbal Peh, because Makam Avi Geirus, it's still a good Geirus, Kivan Shalafita Uso, Lo Yada, Shu Porik O Machashraim. He didn't realize that he's being Porik O. He thought, this is it. He thought, so therefore, Sof Davar, if somebody, has one of these thoughts, it does not ruin the Geirus. That's again, Chelek Aleph, Simin Nun. Okay, let's continue. That's in terms of Kabbalah chutz midavar echad. Says the Gemara now. So we have a, if there's a Kabbalah lacking something, so then for sure it's no good. If he becomes chashid afterwards, so then that is a machlokas. Tani says the Brisa. Ne'eman ala taharos. If somebody is ne'eman for taharos, that's a very high level, right? He's ne'eman for tumah v'tahara, and the Mefarshim explain even the dinim drabanan of tumah v'tahara. If somebody's on the level of being makbid for that, right, the language of the Pnei Moshe, she'ochel chulin b'tahara, umidivrei sofrim hu. If somebody's on that level, then ne'eman ala maisros. So if somebody's ne'eman al taharos, then he's ne'eman on maisros as well, which is a lower level, right, since he's not chashed on, right, the language of the Pnei Moshe. Tekimah deno chashed al durabanans. If he's not chashed even on durabanans of tumah v'tahara, surely he's Neman on the Daraisa afrashas that we are talking about. Tanita Rabbi Yanai b'Rabbi Yishmael v'Amar. Taima hada de Tamar b'Misarech Etzlo. When do we say that he has this Nemanis? Right, if he's Neman al Taras, Neman al Maisras, that if you're eating by him, if you're eating in his house, then he's, you can be so mechanim that he's being very trustworthy. Very trustworthy. Only if you're eating in his house. Aval b'Rabim. But if it's outside, right, he's just outside his house and he has food and he says, this is kosher, this is hufrash, eino ne'eman shekabal l'barabim. No, you need a real Kabbalah. Right, you don't just go by, you know, if he's trustworthy by kachim, by taris, he's trustworthy here. No, what he does in his house, fine. But sometimes people have different standards, you know, once they're out of their house. If you look in the Mara Fulta on the bottom of Amun Aleph, he also quotes this. Hada neman ala maitzos machmash neman ala taras. Haina rashoi chaver lesareach etzlo babeso. The chaver could go into this person's house because you assume in his house he has that standard. Avolios neman befarhesia larabim eno neman as yikaba ala barabim. Till he accepts it totally barabim. Dei nemanus la maitzos ela bekabala. There's a special din Chazal said. The nemanus of maitzos is only if you are mekabel, if you accept it consciously. To af misha eno chashud. Tzorah Kabbalah Barabim, maybe Gimel Chaverim. Right, you need to have this public Kabbalah. That's what Chazal said in order to be in that framework. One more line, Rabbi Ami, B'shem Rabbi Yanai, Afilu Ani. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's wait there before we do the next line. Just one, once we're talking about being misareach etzlo and eating over at people's houses, right? There is a wonderful discussion in Eben Ezer. When you eat at somebody's house and they give you food to eat, whose food is that? Whose food is that? I give you food. I give you meatballs. Whose meatballs are those? When it's on my plate, in front of you, on my fork, about to go into your mouth. Right? Lamai nafkamina. What's the always nafkamina? What if there's another guest sitting next to me and, you know, there are two singles and, you know, they start, he likes her and he takes advantage and it's not Shabbos. Right, then he goes over, he takes the meatball and says, "How are you? I'm Kudesh Zli B'Tabasu, the meatball zoo, Kadas Moshe V'Yisrael." Does that kiddushin work? Whose food is it as it's sitting in front of you on my plate? So that's a discussion in the postgame. That in Eben Ezer in Shulchan Aruch Chafches Yud Zayin Hanichras Labeis Chaveir V'Lochach Lo Klio Ochel V'Chayotzei Bohem. I'm sorry, let's do the Ramah. That's talking about if you walk into somebody's house and you take something and you're Mekadesh Bo'isha, and then the Baal Bayis comes. And didn't say anything. So is that Mekudeshes or not? But the Ramah says, Oreach, sheyoshiv eitzel balabayas, v'notel chelko, v'kidesh bo, havi Mekudeshes. Right, the Ramah quotes, if you take the portion that's sitting on your plate, and you use it, Mekudeshes, because that's yours. That's not just the food of the balabayas that he's letting you eat. That is yours. That's the Ramah in Simen Chavches, Sif Yud Zayin, here in the in the Rama. Says the Beis Shmuel, Avagav Disa B'Arachayim, Arachayim Rashon Litov Milafneim, V'Litein Lebeno, even though if somebody gives you food to eat in their house, you're not allowed to take it home, or you can't take a doggy bag, Zeu Tzarech Lomar Davka Lebeno Lo Yitein, Aval Rashor Lekadish Bo'isha, V'Chein Litein Zeh Lazeh. The Baal Bayis doesn't want you to take it home for your family, but to use for your own needs, then he's okay with that. Says the Taz, on that Ramah, Tamu Ali Ma'od, Hai Piska. I don't understand this, right? Because I don't think there's a difference, right? That Shulchan Aruch that the Beis Shmuel just quoted, which is based on a Gemara in Chul on the Daf Sadi Dalet, Ein Arachem Ashon Li Temi Mashal Afneim Libno Ulebito, Shal Balabais, Elim Ki Nala Rishus, Bi Balabais, Vechem Pazak Arachem, Vechem Kol Shekin, Shal Litin La Acherim. If you can't give it to your son, surely you can't give it to a woman, right? It's a kal v'chomer, not like the Beis Shmuel says, right? V'amai yuchal l'kadesh, v'yalkei nireh, de'ein kan kedushin v'adai, ela safek kinirah libar. Kedushe safek. I'm not sure, says the Taz. I think it is kedushe safek. That is his shita. If you look now in the Chachma Shlomo, or Shlomo Kluger, right here on the side of the Gemara, the side of the Shulchan Aruch, Ein Beis Shmuel, Ubitaz. Vayin Masha Kasafti Binyan Meilu Bashmatis Lenadarim. Right, what he wrote on everything, and he says Vayin Mechiburi told us Shlomo Al Rus Bashmatos Bepasik Vatocha Vatispa Vatosar Shom Kasavnu Chilik Nachon Be'ezus Hashem. On that pasik, they had so much Vatosar Tehechi to Achal Areach Kedei Savo. If the Areach already ate his fill, he ate a whole portion, and now he wants to take doubles. He wants to take extra. Oz hamoser chozel abalabayis. Diyesh umdana delo hikna lo rak kadei achilaso. It's yours, but only the amount that's a normal portion. So that's where you could take that, and if you want to minimize your own and take some of your portion and use that to get married, wonderful. Aval im tzimtzim velo. But if you rate regular your portion and you want to take extra, then it doesn't work. Avalim tzimtzim, but if you minimize, v'lo achal kadei savo, you didn't eat your fill. V'yachol le'achal od, v'lo achal ze havi shalo, v'yachol litno l'misha yirtze. So that you would be able to do. So it depends how much you eat. If you have regular leftovers or you ate less than what would be expected, so that is a fascinating discussion on the page of the Shulchan Aruch about eating at people's houses. So that's what we just said here, that if you eat at his house, then somebody who's trusted on Taurus could be trusted on Maestris, but if not. Rabbi Yami, B'shem Rabbi Yana, let's continue now. Afilu ani eno ne'eman, ashekabal barabim. Rabbi Yana says, even me, meaning a chaver, right? Even Rabbi Imi says that I'm not trusted, you have to have a Kabbalah, right? This is against the Rambam. The Rambam, based on a Gemara in Bukhara, says that a known Talmud Chacham does not need Kabbalah. We read that yesterday. The Rambam in Hilchos Maaseros, Yud Beis, Perek Yud, Halacha Beis, the Rambam says, Kol Talmud Chacham ne'eman la'olam. Veino tzorach b'dika achravu banavu b'nei beiso avada v'ishto shavachacham herin kata machacham v'ne'emanim. So it's against this line. There's other chazals that talk about a Talmud Chacham would be believed. Reb Zeir, Reb Yasa, B'shem Reb Yochanan, Afilu Chaver, Sheshalach Lachaver, Tzorach La'aser. Even one Talmud Chacham that says to another Talmud Chacham, you have to be Ma'aser. Right? What's the Chiddush? Some say, that's not called being Misareach Etzlo. That's not like in his house. Right? If you're sending out, so then it's like in the public. And it's not called Misareach Etzlo, sending to each other. And the Rambam also quotes that halacha, that a person, if somebody sends one to the other, that also would not be trusted. Okay. Reb Zeir, Rabbi Kumi, Reb Yosef, going on, no, Reb Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Li. So he said, what about me to this other great rabbi? Amarle, Ma'ad Bar, Reb Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Well, why should there be any difference? Why is there any difference than another Talmud Chacham? Answer, the kol matu achal min shukahu achal. But he doesn't have anything that he grows himself, meaning there's no tevel in his house. At most, it's going to be d'mai. He buys everything. So maybe you would say it's more mekel there, because there's no vadai tevel, right? It's only d'mai. But still, the answer seems to be that there's no difference. Hu ne'eman ve'ishto einu ne'emanes. If a person is mekabel, but his wife is not. He's ne'eman, right? He's accepted, but his wife is not. Then you could buy food from him because he's a ne'eman ve'in mis'archen eslo, but you can't eat in his house because his wife takes part in the food preparations and therefore you can't trust. But the opposite, but aval amru, but they say, how are you kedarim nachash bekvifa? It's like you're living with a snake. Meaning, there's going to come a time, you know, you think you can protect yourself from the snake, there's going to come a time where it's going to bite. Meaning, you're living with a wife who doesn't keep the laws of Afrasha, who's not ne'eman, so not a good idea, there's going to be a mess up. Eventually, he'll get bitten. The opposite, ishto ne'eman es v'ueno ne'eman, what if his wife is a ne'eman? But he's not. Misarchan etzlo v'en lochem imenu. So then you could eat by him, because you could assume the wife is the one that's in charge of the food. But you can't buy from him, because maybe he took separately, and he was not mafresh, he's not a ne'eman. Aval amru, in this case, tavo me'era, you should be cursed. L'mishi ishto ne'eman es v'ueno ne'eman, you're not on the level of your wife, so bad news, the Gemara says. In general, the Mishnah talks about a Maseches Ksubis, about this type of case, about giving kosher and not kosher to spouses, right? Remember the Mishnah says in Ksubis Ayin Beis, the Mishnah about Das Moshe and Das Yehudis, the reasons for the breakup of a marriage, and whether the Ksuba will be paid or not. If the woman is responsible for the breakup of a marriage, so then she's divorced without getting the ksuba. If the husband is responsible, then she's divorced with paying the ksuba. But one of the items on the list of yotos shelobi ksuba, that she goes without a ksuba, is when she feeds him non-kosher food. Machila so she'ina ma'usar. Right? She feeds him food that is not ma'usar. Right? That's one of the items on the list of das Moshe. Right? The Gemara asks, well, how do we know that it's not kosher? How do we know it's not kosher? Hey, chidami. If he knows that she's feeding him not kosher, so then don't eat it. And if he doesn't know, then how does he know? Right? How do we know? It says, ma'achilas l'shein ha'musar. How does he know? Right, Rashi? Mi omar lo acharei chen shehu ba lahotzia. Obviously, he finds out afterwards that if she gave him not kosher, so how does he know? So lo tzricha da amrale, it must be because she told him, ploni kohen tikin le'asakri, she said, so-and-so was mafresh for me. Was matakin my kri, and he went and asked him, and vishtake shikra, and she lied. That's the case the Gemara says. Asked the Rishonim, why don't you just say that she told him? Why don't you just say that she told him, I gave you not kosher? So that's a question. Would you say she would be believed in that case? Ein adam mesim atzmo rasha. That is a big discussion in various contexts. So all the Rishonim, the Rashba, the Ritva, and that Gemara in Ksubas Ayin Beis quotes the Ravid. But the Ravid says, it can't be that she says, I fed you not kosher, because ein adam mesim atzmo rasha. And all the Chachmei Svarad, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, all argue on this Ravid. You would not say ein adam mesim atzmo rasha there. If a woman says, I fed you not kosher, she would be believed. Ein adam mesim atzmo rasha is specifically by psul edus, where you're giving testimony, and along the way of your testimony, that would be incriminating you and making you pasul edus. That's not accepted. But if somebody says something that they did wrong, we would believe them. So that's what they all argue on the right. Vena mechuvah to mamona hu to lafsi the tzubasa v'odol aspal din gemeidim dami for time of the lukma b'modem mishum to loboy lukma milsa to shchicha. No, it's not common that would happen. But you would say it at the Mesa Matzvah Rasha there. Right? There are many tshuvas, the Noda Bihuda, and some Sofer and others, that people are towards the end of their life are on their deathbed and they say, oh, I fed not kosher meat and I was mezana. And then you don't trust them. Of course you trust them. You trust them. You say that this is what they're trying to do tshuva. That's another aspect. Tosfos says in Bava Metzia Daf Gimel, maybe Asa Tshuva you trust. But the Chachmei Svarad all limit Ein Adam Mesa Matzvah Rasha to cases of edus, right? And that's where it's very limited in terms of its scope. Good. Tani, leishamish chaver b'mishta am ha'aretz. A chaver should not be the waiter in a am ha'aretz party. Shouldn't be a waiter in the am ha'aretz party because, you know, he's going to have to be giving things, you know, that are not mufrash. V'lo b'sudas am ha'aretz, and not in suda, right? One's drinks, one's food. Elim kin haya hakol mesukan ha'mu'usay mitachaz yado. Unless he can be sure that anything that comes out of his hand, even as the waiter, is going to be mu'usukan. V'yafilu me'neka shal yayin. Even, this was me'neka shal yayin, this like little kli that was used to take the wine out of the barrel. The English word is a siphon, like a straw kind of thing. Even though there's a tiny little wine in there. Still, it has to be Mesukan. It has to be Mesukan. Vim Shimesh Chaver b'mishta ma'aretz b'sudas ma'aretz harezu chazaka l'maishos. And if a Chaver did act as a waiter, then you can assume he acted properly, and therefore if you get anything from him, it's a chazaka that he was already ma'aser. Ro oso meisiv, but if you just see him sitting and relaxing, not acting as a waiter, where he has this responsibility to give to others, but you just see him sitting, then ain't a chazaka, then there's no chazaka from him. Why? Ani omer al hatnoin shebelubihu meisiv. Maybe he was just mafresh belev. Right, we're going to learn later on how one could do that. Maybe it was just mafresh belay for himself, right, and not for others. So unless he's the responsible waiter, so then you wouldn't be able to rely on him. B'no meisiv etzlo, if the son is sitting with the father, tzorach la'aser al yado, the father has to make sure that he's ma'aser for his son, and therefore the son can rely on the father, because it's the father's responsibility. Chaveiro. But if it's just his friend sitting there, if he does not have to be mafresh for his friend, it's his friend's own responsibility, and therefore you can't trust. If it's just a friend, then you wouldn't be able to trust. It says there, Rechaim Kadyevsky, just explaining this, va'ashme'inan, shesomech b'no al aviv, ve'eno tzarech la'aser. A son can rely on the father, and he does not have to be ma'aser, but a friend cannot rely unless you know for sure. If you're sitting, remember, in a mishteh, or a sudas am ha'aretz, then unless he's a waiter and he has that public responsibility, then you can't just trust that it was Me'usar without asking. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem will continue next time with the next Mishnah, more about Kabbalah's Chavrus.